Welcome to Go For It, the battle after the war. Today, I'm covering a few symptoms. And I've been searching for a few weeks, learning a little bit more about something called photophobia, because I saw it listed in my record, and then I saw it again during the study that I joined here. And I'm coming to the end of that. But I don't know if it's in anybody else's record, or if anybody else has heard of the word photophobia. But I didn't even realize it was there. And it's a sensitivity to light or bright lights, which, once you know the definition, it kind of makes sense, because a lot of us have migraines. But with the low-grade headache that I walk around with all the time, it was always frustrating to me to have to deal with this on top of the headache, because I'd always find myself taking Tylenol to lessen the pain. Because at the time, I didn't realize what was going on. Over time, though, I did realize that dark sunglasses helped. So that's pretty much my go-to, at least over the past few years. But some of that has changed, obviously, now that I've actually been diagnosed with migraines and diagnosed with light sensitivity. You know, I start trying to be a little bit more conscious. You know, I still am probably just as careless as everybody else walking around without glasses on and just dealing. But it does get to be a bit much. But for quite a while, I didn't know about this. And I'm calling it kind of like a sub-symptom, because it's not really a symptom on its own. And it's, you know, it falls under migraines. It doesn't stand alone. So that's kind of why I labeled it that. That's my own term. Anyway, you all know I'm not a doctor, so it's just me, I guess, in a roundabout way, poking fun at my illness. But anyway, I find myself to I have to cover my eyes and find a dark spot fairly quickly when I feel like that's starting to take place, because that's my telltale sign that a migraine might be starting. Otherwise, I really don't know until it hits. But the causes of photophobia are light-colored eyes, which you normally know. People with blue or green eyes, they generally have this issue. People like most of us with cataracts. Also, some of the other common causes are hormonal changes, foods, stress, environmental changes, and a big one is vitamin deficiency. That's just to name a few. There's a couple of more, but I don't want to go into a bunch of them. So that was really what I was wanting to address, was the photophobia issue, and we all know it most commonly as light sensitivity. And it's, like I said, I've seen it a lot in some of the studies that I've been involved with, and really didn't put two and two together, because it's not something that I really considered. You know, especially once I got my diagnoses, I really wasn't paying attention to stuff like that, because it's kind of minuscule in comparison to the other symptoms that we deal with. So anyway, that's the first one. The second one, I'm just going to rattle off a bunch and let you think. And then towards the end, I will give you an answer. So the first symptom is fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea, trouble breathing, persistent pain or pressure in the chest, confusion, inability to wake or stay awake, and the last one is bluish lips or face. So now that I've rattled all these symptoms off to you, can you guess what these symptoms are describing? And I'll pause for a second and let you think. All right, so If you said immediately, like I did, Gulf War illness, flu, or COVID-19, well, you'd be correct. All three of those have the same symptoms. So I waited a while to bring this up so as not to sound like I was jumping on the media panic bandwagon. I wanted to make sure that this was actually the case, because you know how things change over time with new illnesses or viruses. So these symptoms seem to be the most consistent. So do pay attention or pay extra close attention to your symptoms, and don't hesitate to ask questions if you feel one of these seems to be worsening or getting far worse than what you normally experience. So I wanted to point that out. I mean, really, the only one that doesn't apply here is the bluish lips or face, and that's just lack of oxygen. So yes and no, it can apply, but it's kind of like my term sub-symptom to all of our other symptoms. So just be more aware, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Now, last week, I said I had an announcement for everyone this week, in addition to the resolution of my VA case. Well, that announcement has changed. My original announcement, my intention was to tell everybody that Gulf War, Battle After the War was going to be on the road on a road trip in celebration of a 3-year battle ending, but that has since changed. No surprise, right? Yes, my case went back under review, and I don't know why for sure yet. I have some assumptions, but I'm not going to guess here. I only have ideas, and they're probably correct, but I don't want to make any mistake in, or misspeak in what's going on with my case. So anyway, I am hoping to still be able to make this happen, and in the process, maybe meet a few of you that listen and do something fun in your state while we're there. I don't intend to stay in too many places overnight, but there's a few that my travel buddy and I may stay overnight in. I don't know. We'll see how things progress. Fingers crossed that everything turns out good. And as always, I do appreciate everyone's support. I hope everyone has a great rest of your week, and don't forget to wave at a vet.